Now let's imagine a screen. And it can be any size screen you like. It could be a computer screen. It could be the size of the screen on your phone. It could be a huge, huge movie screen. This is your heart screen. And if it's been hard to imagine a screen, well, don't think of it as a screen. It's what you've been using, though, all your life when you imagine things. And we call it the heart screen. And on that screen, imagine the problem, whatever it is that you're wanting to address. It could be, if it's a physical problem, maybe you imagine an arm. If it's your arm that's hurting and you see an arm there and the part that's hurting is highlighted, or if it's anger you're feeling, maybe you just see this big blob there and that represents anger. Or maybe it's hard for you to imagine anything, so you just see that word, anger or anxiety. And you can use an actual image of the problem or create a metaphor to represent that. It could be a plant that needs nourishment. It could be a dried up desert that needs water. And that represents how you're feeling. It's whatever comes to mind. All right, so that's on your screen. And now we want to ask that the light and love of God just fills that screen. Every single part of that screen is being filled with that light and that love of God, that source of our life, that healing light and love. And it's filling the screen, and it's even touching and overlaying that problem right there. And notice what's happening. Is there anything happening to that problem as this light and love of God fill that whole screen? So the whole image is just illuminated with amazing light and love of God. Maybe you see that problem and maybe it's become a lot fainter, or maybe it stands out more. Don't try to make anything happen. Let's just observe. So you see that light and that love of God just filling the screen. And now, let's imagine in this scene, the opposite feeling of this problem. So, if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling fear, now you see peace. Now you see love, joy coming in to this scene. Whatever images represent those positive images, just let them come into that scene. So now you're seeing the problem, but you see that light and that love of God. And now you see the opposite of the feeling that that problem has made you feel. Maybe joy, laughter, happiness, kindness, goodness. And now in that scene, you recognize that right there with the problem is God or Jesus, or it could even be a person that you know just loves you 100% unconditionally, and you see them right there with the problem. And they're smiling. And there's no fear. and they're just being there. Their presence is right there with unconditional love towards this problem. Now, if it's difficult for you to see any of these images, you can just say the words and just trust that they're being shown on your unconscious, to your unconscious mind. Now, on that screen, you see a small child. And maybe they're 6 or 9 years old, and you see them just standing there. Maybe they're kneeling. Maybe they're sitting on the ground with their knees up and they're hugging their knees and their face is buried in their knees. Maybe they're lying down. And as you look a little closer, you realize that that child, of only 6 or maybe 9 years old, is you. That's you as a young child. And God is right there. And Jesus is right there. Your loved one is right there with them. And you see someone else approaching the scene. And as they slowly approach this child, their arms are outstretched to embrace and hold this child, and you recognize that that person is you, all grown up now. And you embrace this child and you tell them, I am here. You are loved. I love you. You're not alone. It's not your fault. It's never been your fault. You are safe now. We'll do this together. And you see the child just receive that embrace. And as everyone there is in that presence of that light and love of God, everything just starts blending together in perfect harmony. Perfect harmony. And you may hear music. You may see beautiful colors. Just the whole scene is just filled with positive love, positive colors, positive smells. It fills up all your senses. You take a breath and it just seems like it's sweet, sweet elixir of love. Touching, healing, refreshing, renewing each and every single cell. And as you take this all in, feeling this love, feeling safe, maybe no longer even recognizing what the problem is or what it was, you're just bathing in this amazing, amazing love and light of God. And maybe even you see yourselves stepping into this pool of perfect temperature water, and you're just soaking there, not trying, just allowing this healing light and love of God in the form of water, just be absorbed by every single part of your being. Touching, healing, cleansing, refreshing, renewing each and every cell. Restoring you to perfect peace and in making you in every way whole. And you feel safe. And you feel secure. And you know everything is going to be okay. You are loved. And now you can find a smile And as you begin to smile, you just open your eyes slowly. Nice, deep, deep breath. And know that you are loved.